Today I want to talk and share something that the Lord laid in my heart, especially even as we celebrate children. And this is really very important to both the children as well as the adults as well. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew chapter 19 and verses 13 to 15. Matthew, Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 19 verses 13 to 15. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you're there, say, I am blessed. Some people, even if they are not there, they will say they are blessed. Hallelujah. Okay, shall we rise on our feet and read the word of God together? Just three verses, 13 to 15. One to go. Then were they brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, suffer the little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and departed thence. Father, we thank you for the gift of your word. We'll learn more today. Your word is a mirror unto us each time that we open your word. We are changed by your word, cleansed by your word, corrected by your word. And we thank you for all that your word does in our lives, making us to conform with the image of your son. So our eyes and ears are open, Father, to receive what you have for us today, that will transform our lives so that we can conform more with the image of Jesus, and Lord, represent you in words and in thoughts and in our actions in this world in the way that you have commanded us to. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Spirit of the living God, have your way and have liberty in this place to do what only you can do. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to talk on the topic today, creating a culture of honor. Let somebody say honor. Creating a culture of honor. And this is really very important. There is a culture of dishonor in the world that we live in today. In fact, the word honor is like a word, is like an ancient word today that has been locked up in the archives. Many people don't even know what honor means. I know that when we were growing up, honor was a big deal. Praise the Lord. Honor was a big deal. Starting from the very little things, telling children, when you see an adult, you must greet them. Hallelujah. When an adult sends you on an errand, you obey immediately. A cousin of mine, we went visiting them, and the daughter, I think she was like 7 years old then, and when Pastor and I finished eating, Pastor gave his plate to the little girl and said, please take it to the kitchen. And the girl was too busy with what she was watching on the television, and Pastor had to say it the second time, and she turned back and answered him and said, am I the one that ate the food in the plate? Hello? And I said, oh my goodness, what's going on here? So when the mother came in, I called her to the side. I said, this was what happened. And I said, I know you didn't teach your daughter to dishonor her elders, but somebody that you gave charge of this girl does not know what honor is and does not know how to transmit it to the child. And I said, is the house girl. Because I'm sure that when the girl finishes eating, Hello? And leaves her plate there. The house girl will say, am I the one that ate from this? Take your plate to the kitchen yourself. So that's what the child learned. She didn't mean to dishonor. It was what she was around. Your future depends on whose voice you honor. Praise the Lord. Our environment today is infested with so much dishonor. We see it every day. In fact, social media is a perfect example that we cannot have a conversation on any issue, whether it is economic, whether it is political, or whether it without demonizing each other. It's just impossible these days that people cannot disagree and disagree in a respective way. We don't see it anymore. When I read people's comments on either articles in the newspapers, when you read it online, you hear what people from different places. And you know, the social media encourages this. You know why? Because it is faceless. So dishonor is an infestation. Because it gives people the opportunity to really be mean. Because they know you can't see my face. But if there is one thing that is most important quality or culture in the kingdom of God, it is honor. Hallelujah. Because God himself is an honorable God. When God created man, according to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, he said, let us make man in our own image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion. That was placing value on dust. Because man was created from dust. Hallelujah. Let us make God himself added value to man. He made man valuable. When he said, he should be in my image. That's why everyone that we meet every day has potential. Because they are the creation of God. Hallelujah. But there's so much dishonor around. Children dishonoring parents. You dishonor your parents when you do not obey them. Everybody it's happening in the family. There's so much dishonor everywhere. And it has crept even into the church. That the people of God are walking in so much dishonor. Nobody respects anybody anymore. Hallelujah. People say all sorts of things about those that the Bible says even deserve double honor. People dishonor them. One thing I want everyone to know today, and know it well, if you do not know it before, is that honor that God commands us to give to one another is a proactive honor. It does not depend on what I have done or what I have not done. Praise the Lord. Because that is the same honor that God gives to us. Remember Matthew chapter 4. The Bible said Jesus Christ was led to the wilderness by the Holy Ghost. And the devil came to tempt him right there. But before he went to the wilderness, he submitted himself to what? Water baptism by John the Baptist. And the Bible says, after he arose from the water, what happened? The Bible said the Spirit came like a dove upon him, and there was a voice that came and said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. God spoke the end result before the end. That is placing value on Jesus Christ. The same value God has placed on each and every one of us. Why? Because we are created in God's image. Hallelujah. It's a proactive. What does honor really mean? Honor means placing value, worth, and weight on another person. That's what it means. To value someone. To give worth to someone else. To give weight to them. Amen. Regardless of what they look like, regardless of how they speak, praise the Lord. In church sometimes, somebody is giving a testimony because they cannot concisely put, some people will be laughing. That's dishonoring. And beloved, one thing is, if you dishonor another man, you actually dishonor God. Because you cannot say you honor God when you cannot honor your fellow man. You don't honor God. Because honor originates from God, from the Spirit of God himself. And if you have that spirit, it will flow from you to other people. Praise the Lord. When you don't honor people, your honor of God is suspect. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. And God has sent us, we have a mandate as kingdom citizens to affect the earth that we live in with heaven's culture. So if heaven's culture is a culture of honor, then you and I have a responsibility to make sure we reclaim the land based on honor. Praise the Lord. Honor is not a title. It is a virtue. That's where our politicians will say, honorable this, honorable that. But they do dishonorable things. They are not honorable in any way. If they are honorable, they will place value on lives in this country. Everything will shut down until blood is not shed anymore anywhere in this nation. Nobody will move. Nobody will be campaigning to be a speaker or the Senate president. Nobody. It will not be on their front burner. If you cannot place value on life, you do not honor God. Because every life, whether they are born again or born against, God is still their creator. And God values every life. John 3:16 explains. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He placed value on man. He said, I will give you my very best. What more value do you want? God has honored us. Praise the Lord. But we don't honor each other. We don't honor each other. And honor is so, it's in the Bible, it's such a big deal. Because everything that God does to man is because he honored man. Hallelujah. We sang a song today. Korobi Moshe Nguwa, Korobi Moshe Sorrow. Why? Because he placed value on you. Because he honors us. The Bible says, if God will count our sin against us, none of us will stand. Praise the Lord. What do you think that you have done to have deserved redemption? No, it was because God honored us. Praise the Lord. And anyone who appreciates that I have been honored, you will understand what honor is and you will give honor to everyone. You know, when we come to a gathering, particularly social gatherings, we say, oh, let us give honor to whom honor is due. Honor is due to everyone. It's not only due to the title people, honorable. Honor is due to every human being. And that is why what is even going on in our country is sad. Where we have become so insensitive to the lives of people. Why do you think the Americans are crying? Black lives matter. Because there is no honor again. Every man lives for himself, honors himself, and dishonors every other person. It's easy to honor somebody who is good to you, who is like you. Praise the Lord. Or someone you want to get something from. Hello. But that's why I said the kind of honor that really, truly pleases God is the honor that is proactive, not retroactive. Not, yes, if you do this for me, then you deserve that I should honor you. No. That's why God didn't ask you to do anything before he decided to send his son, Jesus Christ, to suffer on the cross. And your sin and my sin was placed upon him, who knew no sin. So that you and I can become the righteousness of God. We're happy now. We are glad we can come before the throne of grace to obtain mercy and to find grace to help in the time of need. Why? Because somebody placed value on us. Somebody believes that we are worth it. Praise the Lord. Everyone you meet has potential. They may not be exhibiting. You see, that is why it is a potential. It's not yet harnessed. It's not yet cultivated. But it's only a question of time when people begin to really walk with God and know how God feels and thinks and sees them. Hallelujah. There will be a mind shift. And before you know it, their thinking will catch up with who they really are. Let somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Say it again, thank you, Jesus. Honor is important. And we must do everything to ensure wherever we are, we ourselves are demonstrating that to other people. Giving honor to everyone that is around us. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. One good thing about honor. In Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 19, the Bible says, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. A lot of us want to eat the good of the land, but we disobey God. We dishonor God and we dishonor men. We don't value people that God has placed around us and God has placed over us. It's a dangerous line of thinking that anybody should have. Right from the beginning, when the children of Israel were delivered from over 400 years of bondage, and God gave Moses the laws by which the children of Israel should live. Out of the 10 commandments, six of the 10 has to deal with relationships. Your relationship with God and your relationship with other people. Praise the Lord. Six of them. For example, the Bible says, do not steal. Do not covet. If you steal, you are stealing something that belongs to someone else. It still has to do with your relationship with someone else. Someone you honor, you don't steal from. Can I hear an amen? Amen. You don't commit adultery because it is going to affect your relationship with someone else. If you honor the person, you will not be involved in it. Hallelujah. You see why honor is a big deal? And the Bible says, honor your father and your mother. And this has a condition attached to it as well. There's a promise. He says, so that it may be well with you, whether they are your biological parents or they are your spiritual parents. So that your days on earth be long and that it will be well with you. I prophesy to you, it shall be well with you in Jesus' name. So that it shall be well with you. There is nobody here who will say, I do not want things to go well for me in life. No. Everybody wants the best out of life. Do I have somebody to agree with me here? I want the very best that life can give. Because I'm fully persuaded that every good gift comes from God. And he is my father. Praise the Lord. I have an inheritance. And I have a right to those blessings. Because they belong to my father. Praise the Lord. Honor. He never talked about how you look. Hello? He didn't talk about it at all. He didn't talk about your dress. He didn't talk about the shoes. He didn't talk about the house you live in. He mentioned honor. Honor was a big deal. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long and that it may be well with you. It shall be well with you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. So honor is important. We parents, we must teach our children. And you know the best way to teach children is to act what you want to teach. That's the best way to teach. It is to act it out. Let them see honor from you. You know why? Because you are their number one mentor. Is what daddy says. Is what mommy says. So your children being your children, they are your proteges. They must learn from you. But out there, what are we seeing today? What are we seeing? You see an old person, elderly person, praise the Lord, because of pancake. I see some young girls. I mean, I was at an eatery. This girl, young girl just came in and just is like, we were not on the queue. We were completely oblivious to her. She just walked straight to the counter to make her order. And I was like, wait. What's going on here? I see it every time. And even the guy there, he said, oh, she only wants to buy one donut. Now, this is where we have a real issue in this country. That's how you know that people really don't even know what honor is all about. When you can stand before the cashier and say, JB, it's just for me to pay for the bottle of Coke. I've already opened it and I'm drinking it. Just pay. And you think because I have a trolley full, I should wait. What kind of thinking is that? We've missed it. Completely. There is no honor. Or have you gone to a doctor's office? or to your dentist's place and you see little children sitting down and you are coming in looking for a vacancy, you can't find one. Would you see any child get up for you? I got here before you. Hello? That's their thinking. It was empty when I came and I sat down. How can you now come and sit? You're all looking at me as if maybe we're not living in the same world. Hello? Even some parents will call their children and say, oh yeah, yes. Don't open your mouth. It's what is happening every day. There is no honor anywhere. And to God, it is a big deal. Let somebody say, big deal. It is a big deal to God. Beloved, if you've never known it, God is more interested in your character than your comfort. If you've never known it, know it today. And a lot of us do not understand that character can open doors to you that your talents cannot open. Praise the Lord. Character can get you before great people that your smartness can never, never get you to. It's a shame. What is going on in families today? It's a shame. And we as Christians must be the light in this dark world. We must be good examples. We must exhibit that example of honor to the rest of the world. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 12 and verse 8. Are you there? Please read. Whosoever shall confess me before men. Hallelujah. If you tell others you belong to me, I will tell my Father in heaven, you are my follower. You're honoring God and honoring others is letting people know that you are a follower of Jesus Christ. It's not how much money you have. Many of our Oshelus have a lot of money. They have it in billions. Are they men of honor? Are they men of honor? Hallelujah. Amen. We cannot be talking about saying, we're people of dominion. God has given us the empowerment to dominate, to influence them. With what do you want to influence them? We cannot be confessing and talking and saying that we're a people of dominion when we are living dishonorable lives. We can't. It's a contradiction. Let's open our Bible again. Because honor is not just what you say. It is also what you do. It comes from the heart. And it must come from a heart that really, truly honors God. You want to know if you honor God? See how you honor other people. Praise the Lord. You can sing and put your hands there. Your voice can be like nightingale. Come and hear what God himself said. Matthew 15 and verse 8. Matthew 15 and verse 8. Hear what God himself said here. These people draw near unto me with their mouth and honored me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. So it's a heart attitude. It comes from the heart. If you are someone that honors God, it's easy for you to honor other people. And I've told you what honor is. Can anybody remember? Honor is what? Placing value and what? Worth and what? And weight. Value, worth, and weight on someone else. Praise the Lord. Their heart is far from me. It's only with mouth they are honoring. But their heart does not honor me. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 29. Ephesians 4 It says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. That which ministers grace. Many Christians, is really a struggle for us, this area. And it's a scripture that all of us should memorize. Because it will actually help us to have a better understanding and have a healthier relationship with everyone that God brings our way. No corrupt communication should proceed out of a mouth of a Christian, but only that which will edify them. You know, when you place value on someone, it edifies them. Praise the Lord. It does. When you honor someone, when you give worth to someone, it edifies them. When you appreciate people that God has put in your life, it encourages them in what they do. Praise the Lord. Don't be a vessel of discouragement. Praise the Lord. When you honor family members or authority figures in your life, it gives you access to a deeper walk with God. It gives you access for a deeper intimacy with God because you are now acting like God. Because God honors. Praise the Lord. And it also shows that you yourself, you appreciate the value that God has placed over your own life. Amen. I remember a friend of mine, you know, we were talking many years ago. And there was someone I did something for. And really, didn't appreciate it, and in fact, it was a case of dishonor. And I was talking to my friend about it, and she said, and you still see this person, and you are still greeting them. And I said, look, there is something that I've settled in my life. Hallelujah. No one, and I say it anywhere, no one has the control and power over how I will feel. I cannot surrender it to anybody. Praise the Lord. No. Praise the Lord. No. So she said, wow. How could you have? I said, God has been patient with me. I am willing to be patient. Praise the Lord. When you value the honor that God has placed over you, forgiving you, giving you all the benefits of salvation, hallelujah, having an inheritance, cleansing you with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, accepting you as his child, adopting you as his beloved, why will you bother? Praise the Lord. There was nothing that you and I did to have earned that. What did we do? Nothing. I don't believe that those of us who are parents here are a lost cause. Amen. The Holy Ghost is still working on us. But we must also allow the Holy Ghost to work through us to teach these children what honor is. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Beloved, let's take this honor issue very, very seriously. And it has to do with you and I first honoring God. Do you honor God? What really do you do? Do you place value on God himself? Hallelujah. Who is he to you? Is it just the song you sing? How do you act? How do you act it out that you honor God? Is it just by singing? Or say, I honor God, so I prayed. No. You prayed. You are asking for something. Praise the Lord. That's about you. It's not about God. I'm going for that prayer meeting. That is about you. What do you really do that God would see and say, he honors me. She honors me. That is what is really important. Let's move on. 1 Peter 2, 17 to 19. 1 Peter 2. Are you getting something from this? 1 Peter chapter 2. Verses 17 to 19. And the Bible says, honor all men. Let's say it together. Honor all men. One more time. One more time. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Honor all men. Did you hear that? That's the word of God. Honor all men, the lovable and the unlovable ones. Place value over all men. All men are worth something. All men have potentials. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Honor all men. I'm going to mention three keys that I want you to hold on to. Because these three keys, as the Bible says, behold, I give you the keys to the kingdom. These three keys, I want you to hold them tight. Don't let it get out of your hand. Don't lose it. Don't allow it to be stolen away from you. You want to really conform with the image of Jesus Christ. You want the good of the land to be at your beck and call. Hallelujah. You want people to honor you because honor begets honor. Praise the Lord. Honor begets honor. Number one key. Honoring another person, whoever it is, child to parents, parent to child, spouse to spouse, neighbor to neighbor, or those who labor over you, as the Bible says, in word and in doctrine. The goal, which is the number one key, is humility. Praise the Lord. Let somebody say humility. Proud people cannot honor anybody. Pride and humility, they do not go together. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bible to 1 Peter and chapter 5. Let's see what the Bible says about that. From First Peter 5. Let's read from verse 5 to 7. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourself unto the elder. Did you hear that? Yeah. All of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. Be clothed with humility. For God resisted the proud. Did you hear that? He said, look, this one is not a matter for the devil. This is not the devil pursuing you. The Bible says God himself will resist the proud. Praise the Lord. He is the one that stands as an armed guard. Remember, he said, resist. So there are things and places you want to get to, level that you want to attain, but God resists. I said, you ain't going nowhere. If God resists you, who can deliver you? If he's the one resisting, who are you going to pray to? The devil? May God not stand as a resistant army against you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Can I hear a bigger amen? Amen. So verse 6 says, this is the wisdom. This is the key, people of God. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. You want an elevation. Humility is the key. Humility is what? Is the key. Humble yourself. Hallelujah. People who honor God and honor others, it comes and stems from a humble heart. A humble heart, God cannot resist. But a proud heart, God himself resists. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. And that's something we need to learn as Christians. Because humility in most times is against our flesh. It wants to do whatever he wants to do, when he wants to do it, how he wants to do it, and where he wants to do it. If you want to throw tantrum, you throw it. If you're angry, you just want to be angry. If you want to be offended, you'll be offended. That's the flesh. Flesh does not want to be tamed. Hallelujah. But the Bible says we are disciples of Jesus Christ. And disciples means discipline. It comes from the word discipline. So there are certain things you discipline your life by. Like discipline your life by the principles of the word of God. If God says I should be humble, I humble myself. That's how you become a disciple. Coming to a church does not make you a disciple. Obeying the principles and acting it out in your life is what makes you a disciple of Jesus Christ. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Number two, the second key. If we are to walk in honor, we have to have a correct view of God's love for us. If you and I are to walk in honor, we must have a correct view of God's love for us. And the goal is security. Praise the Lord. Let somebody say security. So that's the second key. Many of us have a struggle with believing that God truly loves you. Many of us still struggle with that. How could God forgive me? After all that I've done. And we are struggling with God loving us enough. We think, I've not done enough to earn his love. Hey, brother and sister, there is nothing you can do to earn God's love. Hallelujah. God already loves you without a reason. That's the difference between God's love and the love of the world. Praise the Lord. The world wants to love you for a reason. You are my person, my favorite person. You never say anything wrong against me. You never correct me. Hello, somebody. You always say nice things when you are not acting nicely. Praise the Lord. That's what people want. Because that one ministers to their flesh. It boosts your ego. But when you come to Christ, the first thing that you surrender is your ego. Otherwise, your relationship with Jesus Christ will be very rocky. Because somebody has to be God. And it's not going to be you. Glory be to Jesus. You must understand that God loves you, so you are secured in him. We live in an insecure world. And that's why everybody is trying to grab and do this. Let me quickly do this one for myself. Let me make this one for myself. Let me do this one. It's also for me, mine, and I. You know? We live in an insecure world. But as children of God, we know that our security is in what? Is in Jesus Christ. It's not in the things that we amass. It's not in the stuff that we have. Our security is in Jesus Christ. It's not in who we are. It's not in the title that we hold. It's in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When you understand that you are secured, you will find it easier to honor God and to honor men. It's when you are just secure, somebody sees you and they pass by you, they didn't greet you. You feel offended or you feel, oh, I am nothing. No, you are somebody. Hallelujah. And God is the one that can take a nobody to become a somebody without the help of anybody. Praise the Lord. Security. Let somebody say security. Say it to yourself. I'm secured in God. So you will not allow anybody's success or anybody to make you feel less than you are. Hallelujah. God is God. Do you understand? Plus or minus whatever I have or don't have, God still remains God. And guess what? He loves me. Let me tell your neighbor, even if you don't love me, God loves me. Hallelujah. And there's no love like God's love. Amen. Tori koro bi mo se soro. Koro bi mo se se. Koro bi mo se huwa. Wo shan toju mi lojojumo. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The last one. And I close with this one. So the first one is what? Second one is what? And the third one, honoring people freely. That's the third key. These will bring about your lifting. Can I hear an amen? If you apply a humble heart, a secured heart in Christ, and honoring other people freely. So it all has to do, honoring other people freely has to do with your view of what God desires for you in your relationships. This is what he desires for us in our relationships with one another, that we honor one another. We place value. We hold each other in high esteem. Remember the Bible says, esteem others even above yourself. Amen. Esteeming others above yourself. Is somebody, you see a lady, just like today, our pastor got up now, she was going to carry. Even no man in the congregation, they are looking at her. Nobody could say, oh, she's trying to put the pulpit where it's supposed to be. You see how we are? In fact, when I saw that today, I said, thank you, Holy Spirit, you are in the right place today. I had to send for some of our brothers. Go and put the pulpit. Then I will enter the bus. You will get off of me. You can't get off. I enter bus before Hannah. You won't even see that it is important. But little things, that's where you show honor, and God is seeing it. Praise the Lord. You want to be lifted in every area of your life. You want to be elevated to a position you never dream of. You want God to take you to places you've never been. You want God to make you into who you never thought you could become. Humility of heart. Be secured in God and honor men freely. Praise the Lord. Freely without any offense in your heart. Because God requires a proactive honor from us. Honor you give, not because somebody is good to you. Hallelujah. Not because you liked what they said to you. But you honor them anyway. Praise the Lord. Why do you honor your parents? Sometimes your parents don't say things that you like. Hello? Sometimes your parents are not even your favorite persons. But you still honor them. Because the Bible says, honor your father and your mother. He didn't say that your father that has the ability to pay your school fees and send you to the best school in town. Hello, somebody. Not that your mother, the one that can cook, that has turned the kitchen to a restaurant, that anytime you are coming home like this, is even if the efo soup, water is on this side, vegetable is on this side, he said, honor them. Hallelujah. Even if your father has no car, and all the people in the school are coming with cars, honor your father. Praise the Lord. As long as he's your father, he deserves your honor. You know, there are many things that are going. There are children who don't speak to their parents. What is that? What is sin? And then you think that you will move on in life. Did you not hear what the scripture says? You think things are going well? It's not a question of if something will go wrong. It is when. It's a certainty. Something will go wrong along the line. Don't say, ah, don't curse me. It's not a, it's the, there in the Bible. He said, it will be well with you. So, sometimes we are shooting ourselves in the foot. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Whatsoever God demands from you, give it to him. Let me tell you, neighbor, it's for your own good. Hallelujah. Shall we rise on our feet today? Jesus said in that text, he said, let these little children, you can see their mouth. Even the disciples that are there place no value on the children. They feel that those children don't deserve Jesus. They said they are disturbing him. Praise the Lord. Don't you just love Jesus Christ? Don't you just love him for what he has done? That a little child can come before Jesus and ask and receives. And seeks and find and knock and the door shall be opened unto them. If it were left with some of us, they will never know Jesus. They were going to block their way. They said, don't disturb the master. The master is only for us. Jesus is our own. He's talking to people that are elderly, who have the intellectual capacity to understand and to assimilate what he's saying. Jesus said, you don't know me at all. You Pharisees, you are spiritual illiterates. Anybody in the kingdom is supposed to be like them. Ah, glory be to Jesus. Because children are unassuming. They are. We are the one that we tell them this person is different from this person. You can't be playing with the mala son. I just said I should throw that one in. Praise the Lord. They don't. Once if you see a child, you see another child, they will be playing. Whether it's the mega son or not, he doesn't care. He is unassuming. We are the ones introducing class consciousness to them. Let somebody say, ouch, he caught you there. And if Jesus had come for people who had everything all together, you and I will not qualify for redemption. We will not qualify. But thanks be to Jesus, who places value on everyone. Will you change the way that you see people that God has placed in your life today? Would you look at them and honor them? Would you esteem them even above yourself? Would you even honor your pastor? Hallelujah. With double honor, the Bible says. Because they labor over you in word and in doctrine. Will you honor your parents? Children, will you honor your parents and obey them? Bible says in Ephesians 6, children, obey your parents in the Lord. This is the will of God, beloved. And if there is something that we need, a quality that we need so much in our country today, and even in the whole world, it's honor. Let's bring it back. Let's bring honor back. Let's bring it back. It depends on us. Those who name the name of the Lord, those who know that we are valuable not because of what we have, but because of who we have. We are the one to spread it round. The children should spread it round in their school. You don't see a teacher at the corridor and just walk past them without greeting them or saying something. I say, thank you for teaching us, ma. Thank you for teaching us, sir. That's honor. I'm telling you, it will open doors for a child. You may not get an academic prize, but because of you, they will create a prize for honorable children. You don't get it. Praise the Lord. So parents, let's be mindful of our responsibilities. And children, you must obey your parents. Obey your elders. I want all the children to say it. I will obey my elders. I can't hear your voice, oh. If we are distributing sweets and biscuits, you will speak louder than that. I will obey my elders. So shall it be for you in Jesus' name. Let's lift up our hands and pray. And just ask the Lord. Just ask the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me to live a life of honor and to walk in honor. To honor all men as the Bible demands from me. Just ask him to help you to live a life of honor. To live as an honorable child of God everywhere that you go. Please, Holy Spirit, help me. I cannot do this all by myself. Sometimes I see some people, I don't think they deserve honor from me. But I do not want to think like that again. I want the honor that I give to all men to be proactive, not a reactive or retroactive honor. Not an honor based on what they have done for me. Help me to honor all men. Help me to esteem others above myself. Please pray this prayer with all intensity, asking the help of the Holy Spirit. Remember, the Holy Ghost is our plus factor. He's the ones that help us to do the things we cannot do in our own human understanding and human strength. He's the plus that enables us to walk in the supernatural, honoring everyone that God brings our way. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Shall we lift up our two hands? And please, can the children come? Please come forward. I'm laying hands on them. This is an extended hand of Jesus Christ. He laid hands on them and he prayed. So my hand is an extension of Jesus' hand today. Hallelujah. Bring the babies, oh. We are not ignoring anybody. Hallelujah. To the older ones there, please stretch forth your hand to these children. And I want you to begin to command your blessings upon them. Please pray for them. Pray for these children. Pray for them. Pray for them. Don't say, I don't have children yet. I don't know how to pray for children. Pray for them. Pray that the Lord will keep them and preserve them for himself. That the Lord will shield them from the decadence of this age that we live in. That in their own life they will not become destitute of the truth. Pray that God will use them as a light in this dark world. That wherever they go in their school, where they go to play, they will shine as lights. they will live honorable lives. They will live for Jesus in all that they do and all that they say. Pray for them that they will be obedient children, and they will not be a source of distraction and sorrow to their parents. Pray that God will bring order into their lives. Order into their thinking. Pray that the plan that God has for them, He will fulfill it. He said, "The plans that I have for you are plans of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Pray for them. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for every one of these little children, that your hand will be with them. Your hand will support them. Your hand will fight for them. Your hand will defend them. And your hand will embrace them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, behold these ones. Jesus, lead them in the way that they should go all the days of their lives. Let their lives reflect your honor. Let their lives reflect your goodness. Let their lives reflect your holiness, your mercy, your love, your power, your authority, your excellence, your magnificence, your wealth, your riches, in the mighty name of Jesus. Please, Father, let these ones not be lost in life. Let them not be stranded in the race of life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare that it is well with every child that is here and those that are not here yet. I declare that it is well with you in the name of Jesus. You will honor God all the days of your life, and the Lord will protect you and shield you from harm's way in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus.